Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. It is theoretically possible for viruses like porcine epidemic diarrhea virus to survive in feed shipments from China and similar distances. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says more research is needed.
The issue here is that we've got a theory now, it's a proof of concept, that we can transport those viruses. But that doesn't prove that we can infect pigs once they get here. The viruses were alive, but that doesn't mean that they were alive or that they are being imported at the level that is needed to be able to infect the pig when a pig eats those ingredients. We've still got to do that work. We've still got to look and see what the minimum effective dose is for these viruses to know if it's actually a risk. And the second thing we have to do is we have to do some basic research to figure out how to sample feed ingredients coming into the country so we could monitor to see if there are viruses there and at what levels they are there.
Sundberg sees a need for boots-on-the-ground research to follow up the original groundbreaking research. It is important not to extrapolate the results too far.
There are a lot of caveats with this. It's a proof of concept in a model, but it doesn't prove that those viruses can infect pigs and make them sick. Not yet. We've got to go to the next step, and we've got to do that research to figure out just what the amount of risk, if it's there, we've got to figure out the amount, what that level of risk is. That's a really important step. So while this is groundbreaking, nobody ever has done this before, nobody's looked at this, it's a really important step, something that we didn't think would happen, but we were proven wrong, and now we found out, oh my gosh, if this can happen, then what else? We've got to do the next steps and the next steps.
Swine Health Information Center funded the original research with a consortium of researchers from the Pipestone Applied Research Group, South Dakota State University, and Kansas State University. Thank you for listening to this edition of Inside Agriculture and our special Wednesday edition of Inside Ag Country. I am Farm Director Shauna Olson.